Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Friday, the 18th of December, it's now 33. Many of those clouds have already blown off to the east, and we've got some clear skies overhead, so we are expecting sunshine a little bit later today. And as we advertised earlier, a warming trend as we move into Christmas week. Sunday night looks like some rain, temperatures in the mid-40s, and then things start to moderate temperature-wise up to 55 on Monday, maybe 60 by Wednesday. And it looks like Christmas Day itself probably is going to be mild also with a fairly good chance of rain. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. The operator of the Country Market in West Salem was arrested Thursday after police from West Salem and the Edwards County Sheriff's Department executed a search warrant at his business. Justin D. Kuntz, 34, of Mount Carmel, was booked into the White County Jail at Carmi for Edwards County authorities around 5 o'clock last evening. But earlier in the day, police executed a search warrant at the Country Market and recovered a sawed-off shotgun and some suspected marijuana brownies. Additional charges are possible as the investigation remains open. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine is expected to file formal charges in this case later today. Now, if Mr. Kuntz's name sounds familiar, well, it should. Just 1 week ago, he was arrested by Wabash County Sheriff's deputies for speeding 98 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone while riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle with a 12-year-old kid on the back. Charges of speeding more than 35 miles per hour over the speed limit are pending in Wabash County Circuit Court. That charge is a misdemeanor. WFIW News Time 7:17.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Watering Can in Albion has all your decorating and gift-giving needs. Christmas wreaths, silks, tree decor, electric candles, lanterns, Santas, and snowmen. Jewelry, scarves, New Harmony soap, purses, and snoozy slippers. And don't forget, Willow Tree Nativity sets, poinsettias, and fresh arrangements, too. Check us out on Facebook, or better yet, make a visit to the Watering Can in Albion. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Can.
For creative, stylish, and unique gifts at last, visit B-Way Design and Decorating. We have stylish artwork, pillows, clocks, and decorative accessories. Our Park Hill candles smell wonderful and make great teacher gifts. Or how about a gift certificate to use towards furniture, floor coverings, picture framing, draperies, blinds, or interior design services? So many options, including our clearance corner for savings up to 60% off. Plus, check out our Facebook page for other daily specials. For something different this holiday season, try B-Way Design and Decorating for your gift-giving needs. You'll be amazed at just what all we offer.
Are you looking for a new vehicle? Stop by any of their convenient locations and see them for a new car loan with as low as a 2.99% annual percentage rate at Trust Bank. Trust Bank also has great loan rates for used vehicles too. So be sure to check with Trust Bank before you make that very important purchase and let them help you get the vehicle of your choice. Certain restrictions apply and this offer may be discontinued at any time. Trust Bank, the only bank you will ever need. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hamilton County State's Attorney Justin Hood reports two defendants being sentenced to prison following a court appearance yesterday. Jeffrey S. Crow, 29, of Bixby, Oklahoma, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison on a Class 3 felony conviction of forgery. According to investigators, Crow went through the drive-thru window at People's National Bank in McLeansboro on the 18th of July this year and tried to cash a check from the Ferris Family Restaurant, made out to cash in the amount of $700. The teller at the bank suspected it was a forged check and called McLeansboro City Police to investigate. Crow was subsequently arrested. The state's attorneys recommended Mr. Crow serve his time in the state's boot camp program. Caden M. Aiken, 18, of Macedonia, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 3 felony charge of attempted burglary and an additional 5 years on a residential burglary conviction. In pleading guilty, Aiken admitted he went to Hunt's Hardware in Dale on June 29th and attempted to burglarize that building. Now, his burglary attempt was captured on surveillance video. Aiken later admitted he also entered the home of Harold Trausch in Dahlgren to commit a theft. The 2 5-year sentences will run concurrently, and the state's attorney has recommended that the time be served in the Illinois Department of Corrections boot camp program. A former mental health technician accused of giving a punishment shower to a deaf and blind man living at the Murray Center, the Warren G. Murray Center in Centralia, has been charged with felony neglect. This is in connection with the choking death of that resident. A grand jury indicted Christopher Michael Duguay, 75, of Alton this past week, for the March death of 46-year-old Todd Clements. He was a resident at the Warren G. Murray Development Center in Centralia. The indictment was unsealed yesterday. A jury in a coroner's inquest last month ruled Clements' death was a homicide. An autopsy determined that Clements died from choking on cold water as well as regurgitated food. Co-workers of Duguay testified during the coroner's inquest that the cold water shower during which Duguay held a wand spraying the water was intended to keep Clements from going to sleep earlier than scheduled. Some added that Duguay, who is at least 6 feet tall, weighing 250 pounds, had previously given forced showers as a discipline, but a state trooper who invested the case said he was not able to independently corroborate those accounts. Duguay has been released from custody on a $25,000 bond and is due back in court on the 11th of January. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 33-year-old Rhonda K. Weasel on Wednesday. Police pulled her car over in the alleyway between 4th and 5th Street in Carmi and cited her for driving on a revoked license. She was taken to the White County Jail at Carmi, where she posted $150 cash bond and was released pending a court appearance. WFIW News Time 7:22.
Are you a man on a mission? It's an easy decision to give her style with a smile from Carnaby Square. Just be one of the first 25 men on a mission on Saturday, December 19th at Carnaby, and your gift will be wrapped with a $25 Brighton gift certificate for her to redeem in January at Carnaby Square. Just tell the girls your budget, $30, $300, then complete your mission and enter to win the Merchants Man on a Mission drawings too this Saturday, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Move your feet and dance to the beat at Tequila Sheila's in Grayville. Tequila Sheila's brings live music to Grayville every Saturday night, and there's never a cover charge. And always ice-cold beer bucket bargains, $10 pizzas, a summer sandwich menu with brats for $3.50 and cheeseburgers for $4, and drink specials. Enjoy Buck 50 Long Neck Mondays, free pool Wednesdays, free jukebox Thursdays and Fridays, 5 video gaming machines, and live music on Saturday nights in the good, clean, fun atmosphere of Tequila Sheila's in Grayville.
Haley Kimmerling of Blueford is the winner of this year's WFIW Show Us Your Rack contest. Haley wins a smoker from our contest sponsor, Wayne White Propane, on West Main Street here in Fairfield. Now, listeners are also reminded to submit your photos for our ongoing Christmas lighting contest. You can send a picture of your Christmas decorated house, your lighted decorations, and you could be the big prize winner. That big prize is being your electric bill for the month of December being paid for by WFIW. Just check out our website at WFIWradio.com for more information. The Fairfield Rotary Club held their annual Christmas party for 30 local grade school kids Thursday at the Fairfield Elks Club. The children were treated to a McDonald's Happy Meal and gifts from Santa. Rotarian and Fairfield Community High School Superintendent Jill Fulkerson arranged for the program. Wayne County Golf Course will tee off the new year with its annual Rick Book Memorial Golf Scramble on New Year's Day, Friday, January 1st. The traditional potluck lunch in the clubhouse will begin at 11 a.m., followed by the tee off at noon. The entry fee is $10 per player. Teams, format, and number of holes played will be based upon participation and weather conditions. Advance registration is requested but not required. Players may register at the course on the sign-up sheet located outside the pro shop. The Wayne County Golf Course also offers gift certificates in any amount or a Christmas gift for that special golfer in your family. For more information, contact course manager Tom Walters or visit their website at waynecountygolf.com. Well, we've got another winner in the Fairfield Community High School After Prom 2016 12 Days of Christmas promotion. And today's winner is Tom Matthews Jr. for December the 18th. Mr. Matthews wins $150. Well, tomorrow night is the night you need to be at Leo French Park here in Fairfield for the Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield Festival of Lights program. The Saturday night's events being sponsored by FNB, This special event will be from 5 until 8 p.m. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in their house at the park just west of the pool. This year, Iconic Studio will be in charge of taking pictures. A free 5x7 will be available for pickup at their studios. Mercedes Grody will again have her miniature horses for the kids to view. Jan and Dean Linder will have some free hot chocolate and cookies. Fairfield Rural Fire Department will have their musical lighted fire truck at the park entrance. And as an added bonus, the Fairfield CP Church Youth Group will have a live nativity scene across from the pool. Looks like the weather will be absolutely ideal for that. Certainly you'll have to wear a jacket. It'll be kind of cool, but no rain or any kind of precipitation in the forecast for tomorrow evening. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices showed a little bit of downward movement yesterday, but local refineries have not changed their offering. They're still paying $28.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 85-year-old Grayville resident Mabel Elizabeth Kiefer died Wednesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She was a member of the Grayville Christian Church and worked many years, 20 years plus, at Grayville Casing and Pulling. Survivors include her husband Ernie Kiefer, sons David S. and wife Jennifer Kiefer of Albion, and Timothy D. and wife Pamela Kiefer of Grayville, grandchildren David R. and Jane and wife Jane Kiefer of Fairfield, Joshua D. and wife Melissa Kiefer of Albion, Zachary D. Kiefer of Grayville, and Jamie M. Kiefer, great-grandchildren Jace, Andrew, and Nathaniel David Kiefer, Piper James Kiefer, and Maria Michelle Kiefer. Funeral services for Mabel Kiefer will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Grayville Christian Church with burial in the White County Memorial Garden. Visitation will be 9 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at the church. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the Parkinson Foundation or the American Cancer Society. Fanny Pearl Travelstead Burnett, 66, of Griffin, Indiana, died Tuesday morning at New Harmony Healthcare Center. She'd worked in housekeeping for more than 35 years. Survivors include her husband of 43 years, Henry, a son, Donald Travelstead, and wife, Beth, of New Harmony, a daughter, Ruth Miley, of Griffin, Indiana, grandchildren, Philip and Nika Miley, and Travis Travelstead, all of Griffin, Jennifer Travelstead of Blueford, Illinois, Bo Hunt of Evansville, Indiana, and Scott Formanak of Mesa, Arizona, six grandchildren and many nieces and nephews. Also two sisters, Elizabeth Travelstead and Anna Young, both of New Haven, and a special sister-in-law, Kathy Travelstead of Norris City. Services for Fanny Pearl Travelstead Burnett will be 12 noon today at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. A visitation will be 10 a.m. till the time of service today at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Donald H. Currier, 66, of Carmi, died Tuesday at the hospital in McLeansboro. He was a superintendent in underground construction. Private family funeral services for Donald H. Currier III will be held at a later date. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Kenneth R. Tubby Bingman, 92, of Carmi, will be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation 11 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at Stendebach's in Carmi. Burial in the White County Memorial Garden Cemetery. Funeral services for Joseph D. Roberts, 32, formerly of Carmi, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmi with burial in North Maple Ridge Cemetery at Carmi. Visitation will be, was last night, that is, and again, the Cook Funeral Chapel at Carmi is in charge of the arrangements for Mr. Joseph D. Joseph D. Roberts. Services for Betty Lou Pepper Webb, 77, of Fairfield, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Ebenezer Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Jasper Baptist Church and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
You may wonder, what can one person do to make a difference in our community? Well, you'd be surprised.
Take the Hospital Foundation, for example. They raise much-needed funds so we all can have the best in healthcare.
And that's a good thing for everyone.
Now maybe you can't change the world without a little help. But all in all, what counts the most is knowing that you tried.
The Fairfield Daniel Memorial Hospital Foundation provides funds for new equipment, renovations, and special projects that mean improved health care for you and your family. Programs that can only come through the generosity of people like you, not through operating revenue. Call us. We'd be happy to show you the tax advantages, the options for planned giving, and all the good you'll be doing. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation. It all comes back to you.
Let's take a look at local sports scores from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk in boys high school basketball. Last night, it was Sisney over Weber Township, 60-59. Sisney advances to the championship game where they'll play Wayne City on Saturday night. We'll have that game for you starting around NapSitGo pregame show around 7:45. That'll be on WOKZ tomorrow night. Also last night, Crab Orchard over Grayville, 91-73. Wayne City beat Ziegler Royalton, 57-34. Girls high school basketball last night, Wayne City over Sandoval, 45-35. Flora over North Clay, 65-40. Benton over West Frankfort, 58-32. Olney over Fairfield, 51-42. Fairfield also won the JV. Fairfield won the JV in that girls game. Freshman high school basketball last night, Fairfield over NCOE, 66-30. Girls junior high basketball, Summersville over New Hope last night, 47-37. New Hope won the JV. Olney St. Joe over Jasper, 54-22. Olney also won the JV there. Boys junior high basketball last night, Fairfield over Flora, 41-30. Flora took the JV. New Hope over Mount Carmel St. Mary's, 72-43. New Hope also won the JV there. And Wayne City beat NCOE, 27-24. NCOE won the JV. Local schedule tonight at 6:15, it's Vienna at Fairfield. We'll have the varsity contest starting with the Rush Appliance pregame show around 7:30. That'll be on WFIW 104.9. Also on WFIW 104.9 at 5:30, Edwards County plays Clay City at the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. And NapSitGo pregame show will precede that at around 5:20 or so. Later on at the Connie, Red Hill plays Crab Orchard at 7 and Patoka plays Weber at 8:30. In national sports from last night, NCAA basketball, Evansville got by Norfolk State 84-70. It was West Virginia over Marshall 86-68. SMU beat Hampton 105-72. Bradley over Maryville, Missouri 61-53. USC over Cal Poly 101-82. Ohio beat Jackson State 72-67, and South Dakota beat Milwaukee in double overtime, 92-91. In the NFL last night, St. Louis Rams, how about those Rams, beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23. NBA last night, Charlotte over Toronto, 109-99. Cleveland beat Oklahoma City, 104-100. And Houston knocked off the Lakers, 107-87. In the NHL, St. Louis a winner, Chicago a winner, Buffalo a winner, Florida a winner, Philadelphia, San Jose, the LA Kings, Minnesota, Calgary, Colorado, and Columbus, all winners on the ice last night.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Becoming sunny today, high around 40, clear tonight, low 25, sunny Saturday 43, sunny Sunday 53, rain likely Sunday night, low of 46, 30% chance of rain Monday, high of 55. Chance of showers both Tuesday and Wednesday. High of 54 Tuesday, 60 on Wednesday. Made it to 54 for the big high yesterday. 31 hour low this morning. And it's 7:33 under, partly cloudy skies. It's the low for the morning, 31. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.